Again, people define a Fermi wave vector. This tells you how the what is the radius in K space that separates the filled states from the empty states outside. You can calculate what this radius is either by looking at how many states are inside a sphere of a certain radius, like I did up here, or you can just use this formula to we know the relationship between EF and N, and so you can solve these two equations for the relationship between KF and the electron density, and it gives this result. It gives this result here. And then for fermions, it turns out that a lot of the electrons don't really participate in many of the thermodynamic quantities, like the specific heat. So if you raise the temperature of the system, then more energy will be put into the electrons. And the electrons near K equals zero, they don't change at all because all these states are occupied. And when you increase the temperature, the thermal temperatures tend to be much smaller than the Fermi energy. When the thermal temperatures are smaller than the Fermi energy, then the thermal energy only has the ability to take a state that's very close under the Fermi energy and put it a little bit above the Fermi energy. So when you calculate the change in energy when you heat the system up, then the states way out here don't participate because they were empty before and they're empty afterwards. And all the states around here don't participate either because before you added the energy, they were all filled. And after you add the energy, they were all filled. And the only states that participate are the ones close to the surface here. This is called the Fermi surface. And it turns out that also the temperature dependence of the internal energy and of the electrical conductivity depend on the states at the Fermi surface. For electrical conductivity, you have to take a filled state and move it into an empty state somehow. And the easiest way to do that are the ones near this Fermi surface. When we talk about real materials, so real metals, it will turn out that in K space, this surface is not a perfect sphere. It's got a little bit of a funny shape in K space. It's called the Fermi surface. And knowing that, it's possible to calculate lots of the thermodynamic properties. Okay, but we're still with free electrons, so the Fermi surface is just a sphere. And besides the Fermi energy and Fermi wave vector, you also see people calculate the Fermi velocity, which is the velocity that you would get by looking at this equation. Mass times velocity is momentum, and momentum is h bar k. So you can make a relationship between k and velocity. And also the Fermi temperature is calculated, and it's the temperature where the energy of kBT would be the Fermi energy. And by looking at this temperature and comparing it with, say, room temperature, you can tell how big the Fermi energy is with typical thermal fluctuations.